Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. One of the Palestinian leaders attended the funeral for the late Shimon Peres. The others say that they are happy that Peres is dead. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas did attend the funeral of the late Shimon Peres. This was a very significant move on the part of President Abbas. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East as our broadcast partner, tells us how significant it was.
It was significant that Abbas came. He was invited to come to the funeral, and he decided, as you say, against a lot of opposition inside the Palestinian political world to do that. But the peace process hasn't worked, and Hamas is still very much a major player. Of course, it was Benjamin Netanyahu that warned both Peres and Ariel Sharon that the withdrawal from Gaza in 2005 would, in fact, only strengthen Hamas and strengthen the war against Israel and would not lead to a revival of the peace process. Of course, Rabin was also a partner of Peres's, and they worked together on the Oslo Accords. But on the Gaza withdrawal, it was Ariel Sharon and Peres. It didn't work. Netanyahu was right. But he didn't gloat at the funeral by any means over that. He just spoke very positively about Peres. And as I said, they were very close friends.
David Dolan, my broadcast partner in the Middle East, reporting on the activities and the reactions of the Palestinian people to the death of Shimon Peres. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Palestinian reaction to the death of the Israeli founding father and political leader Shimon Peres gives us insight into the stage setting for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been going on now for some 4,000 years since the birth of Jacob and Esau, found in Genesis chapter 25. This conflict will continue until Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. And in fact, Malachi chapter 1 says the Palestinians will return and rebuild. The Bible tells us that God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel chapter 35 says that they will kill the Jews and then steal their land. Ultimately, the destiny of the Palestinian people is found in the book of Obadiah, where the Lord says that they will be as if they had never been. The fact is, Palestinian people have more judgment pronounced against them than any other people group in the entire Word of God. The Palestinians, ultimately, according to Obadiah, will be wiped out forever. Palestinians who are happy for the death of the founding father of Israel, Shimon Peres, is actually evidence and is really setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...